And welcome into Jags of the Round Table after the Jaguars beat the Tennessee Titans, a bonus edition here on Jaguars.com. Let's start with the offense. What changed for the offense? Early in this game, first four drives, nothing. And then after that, a whole different look.
Well, it didn't hurt that they were playing a not-elite defense. And I think the offensive line started making some holes. Toby Gerhart started playing like the back they thought they were getting. So that helped. And then Blake Bortles sort of showed what he can be in terms of not an incredibly efficient, beautiful game, but a game where he made plays to win.
Two things. The running game got started, obviously. Yeah. You'd have that 9-yard run, which really good, put them in manageable second and third down situations. And the other was the Titans were sending blitz after blitz after blitz, and the offensive line picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Great communication. They stoned them on those blitzes. There were some other plays where they got around. But, man, when they brought it, Bortles had time, like on the long completion over the middle to Marquise Lee, you know, on the first drive of the third quarter. So, yeah, the offensive line was really the key.
Yeah.
And they had been beaten up last week.
That's right.
Right? And so they came through, and that really helped get things going.
And more on that offensive line. They gave up 8 sacks last week. Gave it 4 in the game against Tennessee, but the Titans head coach was not so happy with that, I guess.
I was going to say, evidently, right, it was just bad form. Ken Wisenhunt came out after the game and was talking about the Jaguars were holding, they were tackling his guys, our quarterback could have done that. Yeah. Maybe it was holding, probably holding on the other side. I've seen a lot of games. There's sometimes a little holding, but it just doesn't sound very good.
No, nothing is sometimes the right thing to say.
Right.
That's what he should have said after the game.
On the defensive side, Jags give up only 13 points. You know, the first drive of the game, though, was an uh-oh moment.
Yeah.
12 plays, they drive down the field, take up almost 8 minutes of game clock, but they stood strong after that.
Yeah, they got better. You know, but I was surprised because they didn't let Joe Flacco do anything in the first half, and they're going to, like, Charlie Whitehurst go down the field. The problem with the defense last night, as far as I was concerned, was there was too many holes in the middle for the tight end, which has been a problem all season long.
Well, you know, I don't get so concerned when a team gives up one drive early or even when it has a bad quarter. That happens in this league. Even against teams that are 2-12, you're going to have a quarterback able to make plays. These guys are professionals. I thought what was impressive is they did that, and then they came back and really stonewalled the rest of the game. 2 field goals after that. And allowed the offense a chance, even when it wasn't functioning early, didn't let the game completely get away. So it's going to happen where you have a huge drive on the first. I mean, we see it all the time. It hadn't happened against this team, but it happens, and credit to the defense for coming back.
Primetime debut for a lot of young Jaguar players in the Thursday night game, and a lot of those young guys and rookies really stood out. Who stood out the most in their primetime debut?
Early on, Aaron Colvin. You know, he made a couple of plays where he had the batted ball where he came off the slot receiver and went on the blitz. Made a couple of tackles in a row. I thought he was physical. I thought he was fast. He has been a real gem of a player for Dave Caldwell coming in late after the knee surgery. And I've really been impressed with him.
Well, and once you got out of the bye in the last 6 games, you wanted to see guys who you thought might be core players start playing like that. Telvin Smith did last night.
Yes,
again.
He did.
Colvin, as you mentioned. Brandon Linder, my understanding, has played very well. Marquise Lee. All of a sudden, you're starting to list guys that it's not a reach to think that by this time next year, you're looking at them going, wow, really, really good players. That's what you wanted to see. I thought we saw it last night.
Well, let's throw Avery Jones and Ryan
sure.
Davis, you know, 2 young guys, second-year players, but young guys who stood up. I thought Luke Blanco played well from what I could see, and Luke Jokel played well. So lots of guys you can name, and that's really the encouraging part as we come to the end of the season.
Back to the Jaguars quarterback, Blake Bortles. After the game, he said something to the effect that he was asked about his foot. He said, well, it hasn't fallen off yet, and that's what you expect him to say. Mm-hmm. He fought through it. So what's the next step for him in Houston next week?
Well, I thought first, last night, he played very, very well in terms of not a beautiful game, but he did the things that you expect him to do. When he was playing well early, he did some of the stuff, the running, the making the play you didn't expect, getting outside the pocket, and he did it in a little more efficient fashion than he did the week before. So I think a step forward.
I think he's going to have to play the same way. I mean, I'd love to say that he's going to be more accurate in the pocket, because that's something I'd like to see. But the reality is that's not going to happen until he has more time
right.
on task in the offseason. So next week he's going to be running around, because you know J.J. Watt's there, and he's going to have to figure out a way to make plays again.
There you have it. Jaguars, Titans, Jags get a win. Happy holidays to you. We'll talk to you next week before the Jags visit the Houston Texans.